This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this weekend. Well, this weekend, actually being here this afternoon, we're talking about an event this weekend. And apparently it's Friday, or it feels like Monday, something like that. Kristen Rutledge from Aviva Health, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This has been a very busy week, and for you folks and a lot of other people, it's going to be a busy weekend.
Yes, it has, and thank you for having me.
So talk about this Family Wellness Weekend.
Yeah, so it's the Family Wellness Wonderland, and it's going to be held at the Douglas County Fairgrounds Saturday from 3 to 7 and Sunday from 10 to 2.
So talk about kind of how this all came together.
Yeah, absolutely. So Creating Community Resilience is a coalition, and we're looking at different things that we could do for the community. We were talking about how great it was during Halloween that we were seeing some events that were happening. People were doing a really great job with social distancing and masking. And we thought, why can't we do something like this to really increase family wellness during this time when people are starting to gather a little bit more back together?
So give us some overall information about when and where and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it is, like I said, Saturday from 3 to 7, Sunday 10 to 2. It's going to be in Douglas Hall as well as Cascade Hall. Douglas Hall will have a number of booths as well as the ice skating rink, and Aviva will be in there. And then Cascade Hall will have a lot of the other family wellness booths.
So talk about this I'm going to get it wrong.
That is okay.
Creating Community Resilience Coalition.
Yeah, so it was formed in 2017. We're a coalition of 11 core organizations. So the organizations are ADAPT, Aviva, Cow Creek Health and Wellness, Douglas Cares, Douglas County Juvenile Department, the Douglas ESD, Family Development Center, Peace at Home, Phoenix School, Roseburg School District, or Roseburg Public Schools, and Umpqua Community College.
So how did this end up getting started?
The coalition?
Yeah.
So the goal of this is to improve outcomes for the children, youth, and families in Douglas County. One way we do that is by improving awareness and prevention of the impacts of what we call the twin ACEs. ACEs are adverse childhood experiences. And then so the other part of that is adverse childhood environments. So we want to ensure that Douglas County has safe children, strong families, healthy neighborhoods, and resilient communities.
So a lot going on there, and it seems like it really hits a lot of different sectors of life.
It really does. So when you think about why we're working with all sectors of life is we really want healthy, strong families that include adults in a children's life that because they impact their education, their life choices, their emotional and their physical health. And so this event, what's really great about it is we're including all parts of family wellness, not just one specific aspect. So we're looking at emotional health, safe relationships, healthy food, physical activity, vaccines, and fun. That's all part of a family wellness plan.
And a lot of these areas of keeping a family well have really been tested over the past 20 months.
Absolutely, yeah. So you think about being at home quite a bit of the time. This is a time that we can safely gather. We are going to be doing screening at the door. So people will be asked questions, get their temperature checked. And we're asking all participants to be wearing a mask if they're ages 2 and up.
Yeah. So what have you found talking to the different organizations and even with your work at Aviva in terms of some of the impacts of this pandemic?
Yeah, so some of the impacts have, especially for youth, have been depression. We're seeing that with adults as well. Either families that they've either lost jobs or they're working more. So they're trying to, on both ends, they're trying to really, really keep their families going. There's been struggles with food insecurity. We're seeing increased homelessness with this. And we're just seeing families struggle in general. It's a lot for a family to try to go to work and possibly homeschool their children, or the children are in and out of school. Daycare situations are not as stable as they used to be. So families are struggling.
And we've also kind of had a roller coaster during this whole time. I mean, we had that original spring sort of shutdown period. Mm-hmm. People got through that and thought the coast was clear, and then apparently it wasn't quite so much, and it's been kind of up and down ever since.
Up and down, yeah. So when we had that Delta wave, I think that was really hard on people. And then now to see with the new variant what it's kind of doing, how quickly it's moving, I think some people are a little bit worried again, of especially if children have to go out on quarantine from school. Just wondering, how are we going to keep doing this? And so we want to do something for families that just makes them have a good time.
So for kind of explain what you do at Aviva.
Yeah, so at Aviva, I'm the Vice President of Community Health. So I work on things such as vaccinations, community events, just healthy communities, looking also in the community what we need. So what parts of Douglas County maybe need services that aren't there yet. And so I really am loving this job. It's been really fun. I still get to do a lot of COVID work, and I'm really, really enjoying it.
And one of the things I've seen in the health side of things the last couple of years, maybe it's been a bigger emphasis with everything else going on, is sometimes sort of taking the services to the more rural areas.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like it, maybe folks who live right directly in Roseburg or Sutherland nearby don't always notice this, but some of the folks in the outlying areas, especially if they're lower income, the idea with rising gas prices of putting, you know, gas in the tank to get clear to Roseburg when that might be 40 miles away, sometimes is its own challenge.
Absolutely. So earlier this week, we did do a vaccination event in Drain and in Elkton. And what that was one of the reasons why we did it is we were hearing that there was a high need for boosters out there, booster doses for COVID-19. And we wanted to make sure that it was available to people that wanted it.
So you've been doing a lot of these clinics. Do you go out on those a lot yourself?
I do a lot of them. I don't get a chance to do all of them, but I do most of them.
And what's it like in terms of, you know, a lot behind the scenes to just get things put together?
There is a lot. So, you know, Aviva also does feel a strain of not having enough staff at times. So the capacity of people, we have staff that are amazing, that they've been working really hard through this pandemic, long hours, and it's sometimes hard to get people to do extra work when they've been working so hard and away from their families. And so behind the scenes, there is a lot of work that goes into it. We have to have staff. We have to have supplies. We've got to make sure that we have enough vaccines. And then getting the word out, because while it is important to us to get everybody vaccinated, sometimes if we have a staff of 10 and give one vaccine, to me that is extremely important, but we'd love to see more than one person get vaccinated if we're going to make a trip out there.
And when you have kind of in the current phase right now, you have guidance that comes down that starts at the federal level, gets down to the state. And sometimes that takes a long time to happen. And then sometimes it happens incredibly quickly, just like the announcement on 16 and 17-year-olds.
Absolutely. So I didn't even have eyes on that one. And then all of a sudden it came through yesterday. So at this event, we are going to start vaccinating for the boosters for ages 16 and 17. If they are 6 months past their second dose, they can come get their booster.
Yeah, I think in the case of that one, when I left yesterday, that wasn't even in my inbox.
Yeah, nope. It was after I'd already left. I saw it in my email.
Yeah, it just popped up later, and I didn't realize that was coming either. That presents its own challenge for you guys in health when, you know, sort of, I wouldn't say the rules, but the procedures are constantly changing.
Yes, it does. So with each time that something like this happens, we have to get a new standing order. We want to make sure the community is aware. We are already we're not fully booked out, but we are pretty busy every day. We're giving about 300 vaccinations a week. And so what that does is now if we have a new group to vaccinate again, we're going to be busy again. And this is what we kind of keep seeing is we start slowing down a little bit and then we start going boosters and we just keep staying busy.
Kristen Rutledge of Aviva Health back with more on Inside Douglas County in a moment. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Inside Inside Douglas County, 1247 at News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, Umpqua Valley Live, looking at arts, entertainment, and the community activities around the Umpqua Valley. On Monday's program, Scott Beckstead, part of two different animal humane organizations, is going to be with us. We've talked to him a number of times in the past, but his role has kind of shifted since the last conversation we had, so we'll get an update from him on Monday's Inside Douglas County. Kristen Rettledge, one of the vice presidents of Aviva Health. Is there more than one vice president, or are you it?
There is. She works in the behavioral health area.
And your area is?
Community health.
Okay. So let's talk about this Family Wellness Wonderland this weekend. Kind of go over the specifics about what Aviva is going to be doing vaccine-wise.
Yeah. So Aviva is actually going to be doing quite a few things while we're there. So for vaccines, we're doing all childhood vaccines. So parents, remember, school exclusion is coming up. If your child hasn't had their Tdap or their kindergarten vaccines, this would be a great time to get them in and get that done before school exclusion. We're doing flu vaccines for all ages, COVID vaccines for ages 5 and up, and then now adding in those boosters for ages 16 and 17. So, and all adults. We're not just going to do the 16 and 17.
And that was one question I had, because this is really kind of focused more at the kids, but adults could get vaccinated too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If they wanted to come and just get vaccinated, they're more than welcome to.
So is there a cost for that?
No cost.
What do you need, though, in terms of insurance stuff?
You should bring your insurance information and ID. However, if you do not have the information, we do not ever turn anybody away because they don't have that.
So talk about some of the other activities that are going to be taking place.
So we'll be doing OHP eligibility. So some people that maybe don't know if they're eligible yet, they can come and see. We'll be doing referrals to social service agencies. So if you need maybe some housing assistance, we can help with that. We also have a provider on site to provide some education if you're curious about vaccinations and you want to talk about it. And we also have some residents coming from our residency program. So it's going to be really fun. We have a lot of giveaways on our side. But the other things that are going to be there, so we have ice skating, which is going to be really cool.
How do you do an ice skating rink?
That's what I was wondering when we first talked about it. So it's acrylic, and they're bringing it in tomorrow, and they're setting it up. And it's a company that does this all over the United States. They bring it in, they set it up, and they do the skates and get people on the ice and help them out. So luckily, we don't have to do any part of that part, because that would make me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, boy, I may have to stop by just to take a look at that. And no, I'm not going to try to ice skate. I don't think that's a good idea. I want to talk about some of the other things happening, but I want to come back. You mentioned the residents you got. Talk about that program.
Yeah, so the residency program, we have 8 residents a year. We are currently in our second year. So right now we have 16 residents. This summer we'll be bringing on 8 more, which is really exciting. So these residents, they're doing a lot of things with community agencies, getting to know our community really well. They're integrated in what we're doing here. And they really, a lot of them are really loving living here. So they're integrated in our community, not just for a little bit, but they're here for 3 years by the end of their residency program.
And they came from a lot of different places,
So they're from all over the place. They're not just from Oregon. So it's really great to see people that come in with different ideas, that maybe different backgrounds, different education, and help us here learn as well, learn from them.
And it seemed like as this was evolving, Aviva was looking at the fact that rural areas like Douglas County and even Roseburg is really considered rural, that oftentimes there's a shortage in different specialties and sometimes just in general.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's what we see in rural and frontier America is a shortage of providers, especially in areas, you know, think about in Douglas County. Maybe Roseburg has enough, but we don't have enough in Drain or Sutherland or in South County. So that's what these providers are coming here. They're really learning about rural medicine so that hopefully when they graduate, they want to stay in a community like this.
And are there similar programs other places? Is this kind of where this idea came from?
Yeah, so there's other areas that do this, but I believe that we're one of the only rural ones that is doing this type of program.
Interesting. So let's go back to the event over the weekend. Some of the other things that are going to be happening.
Yeah, so some booths are going to have arts and crafts, doing giveaways. We have an aquarium from Fish and Wildlife that'll be there. We have a bouncy slide, a selfie wall. We're going to have some food trucks. I believe we're having Relish on Sunday and Saturday. I know we're having a taco truck, but I'm not sure which one it is.
Wow. So
and it's free food. So free food for families.
Wait a minute. Free food.
Absolutely. So this entire event is free. There's nothing you have to pay at all for families. You want to come get a meal, have fun. This is why we're doing it.
You say free food on the radio, and suddenly people are writing notes down. Wait a second, we could have free lunch, free dinner if we go out there.
Yeah.
Wow. So how is all this, how is this getting funded?
So a lot of this is federal dollars, and then there's some state dollars in there as well. And it's all through creating community resilience. So this is really what this coalition is about, is bringing families together, bringing organizations together, and creating wellness in the community. And that's what this event is going to be doing.
Now, I know you've been here all your life, or
I grew up here.
Most of your life. Douglas County is known for being pretty resilient and pretty out, reaching out. But yet, it seems like for the last 5-6 years, we've gotten hit with one thing after another.
That's exactly what it feels like to me. I would say even earlier in my adult life, I don't remember things being as frequent. If you're looking at the fires and the pandemic and loss of jobs. And so right now, I think we all need to feel a little bit of hope. And this is hopefully what we can do for some families.
So what do you think is ahead for this coalition?
We need to get our name out there. I want people to start learning that we can come do trainings with them. If they have questions, we can help them out. We really just want to touch families and help them as much as we possibly can.
And a lot of these organizations are nonprofits, or maybe,
correct.
Maybe, or all of them, maybe?
I think all of us are.
And so, there's that component. You've got a lot of people really interested and really deeply invested. A lot of these organizations have got people that are leading them or working there that have been around for a long time too, not just people that are sort of working their way up a ladder.
Absolutely. Not with this group. You don't see that. You see people deeply invested. If they do change jobs, they're moving to another organization that does a lot of the same work in this community.
So on Saturday, it's 3 to 7. Sunday, it is 10 to 2.
Correct.
A couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. Why don't you run over the information again about what vaccination things Aviva will be doing?
Yeah, so we are offering all childhood vaccinations, flu vaccines for all ages, COVID vaccines for ages 5 and up, and boosters for ages 16 and up.
And what are you seeing in terms of, because your degree is like public health, right?
Yeah, I have a master's in public health.
So what has it been like going through this pandemic with probably some pretty deep conversations with people at times about, what does all this mean, or what is really going on here?
So one of the things I try to keep in mind always is people have different perspectives than I do. This is something that I've studied. This is something I've gone to school for. I have firsthand knowledge of what has happened during the pandemic because I was working in public health before I was at Aviva. And it's to be respectful. I think that's one thing if we can all keep in mind, is to be respectful of other people's opinions and to try to understand them. That is one thing that I'm learning is really important that we've lost a little bit of.
And have you done any looking back at the 1918 pandemic?
I have a little bit, yeah. And it's kind of interesting, some of the similarities. So they wore masks back then.
They argued about it, too.
Yeah, and staying at home was another thing that was pretty normal. And there's a lot of things in public health that I don't think people realize, that quarantine, isolation, those are terms that are used quite a bit and always have been, but they're not really understood until now. So this isn't something that's new that's coming up. And that's what's kind of interesting is learning more about public health for different people might be really good. I would love to see people understand a little bit more of why we do or why we're asking the things that we're asking.
And even pandemic aside, or pandemic in the rearview mirror, hopefully, a lot of the things that have been learned here are also things that can help us in the future just about good general health practices.
Absolutely. So if you think about public health, we ask you to wash your hands, stay home when you're sick. This is very good guidelines that we should always follow, and we're definitely seeing it now.
Kristen Rutledge of Aviva, again, the Family Wellness Wonderland, Saturday 3 to 7, Sunday 10 to 2 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. All free. Kristen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
1257 Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.